Good morning, KWHI. This is the Brigham ISD Roundtable. Craig Montana sitting in this morning, being joined by Jeremy Johnston from Brigham ISD. And Jeremy Johnston, tell us a bit about what is it that you do with the Brigham ISD, actually?
I'm the Career Center Specialist at the high school, and so I help run the Career Center and help students with applications and getting ready for college and then hopefully figuring out what they'd like to do for the rest of your life. And then also just this year, I became the community education facilitator. So I go do that the back part of the day upon with other duties as assigned. So just one of those guys.
That's a full day because not only, you know, helping with the future of the kids, but also this is a big endeavor that they go on with the community education right now, too.
Correct. We've got a lot of different things going on. It's really exciting. I know that we're redefining possible in Brenham ISD. And so this is kind of one of those undertakings that we decided, hey, let's move forward and let's give community ed a whole new look and be able to reintroduce it to the community.
All right. So, and speaking of the community ed, a whole new look, you got a big event on the way. What's all that going to entail?
Sure do. We've got the Beautification Bonanza coming up on Halloween. So October 31st. And it'll be from about 8 to 2. And we're going to have tutorials about painting, which we will be repainting our community ed building. And by that, we're going to be painting the halls, hopefully the downstairs and the upstairs. And it's a community partnership. We have so many people that are involved in it. We just had Sherwin-Williams stop by here this week. And so they would love to be able to help donate some paint. Lowe's Heroes Project has actually adopted us to be a part of their program this year. And so they're taking care of landscaping. We had All Seasons Landscaping stop by here recently and talk about irrigation. So they're going to be able to provide the labor to install irrigation. And so we have a lot of different people that are looking to help out with the building and be able to help us put a new luster on the community ed building, which was built in 1927. It's going to be a really fun project. We're looking forward to it this coming up Saturday.
All right, and you got a big event coming up, and you've been around here for a while. You're from Brenham, correct?
From Brenham. I guess I'm not a bib, but I'm a bob. So we moved here when I was 3, and I graduated from Brenham High School, I guess from not the high school that I'm talking about right here, the 27 high school, but the one that's now the junior high.
All right. So what is this building, the importance hold to you since, you know, you've been here for, you know, almost your entire life?
Right. I actually attended 4th grade. I think we were the last class to really be over there in that building. And for me, that was my first endeavor into public school. I truly did enjoy it. The thing that intrigued me the most, I think, were those fire escape slides. If you've ever been on the back side of the building, I was looking forward to fire escape drills because I thought I'd get to move like a jet down those. But unfortunately, they always had it during history class, and mine was downstairs. And so whenever that fire bell would ring, I was like, oh, man, I just wish they could do it during a different class so I can get a chance to go down one of those. But yes, I just love the building. I think it is a great building. It's actually the oldest building within the oldest school district in Texas. And so to me, it's just an honor just to be able to work there all the time. But I know that our community loves it, and we want to make sure that it doesn't ever become an eyesore and that it'll be one of those treasured gems that the community can be able to look to and be able to have events in.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people around town that have, you know, similar memories or maybe different memories, but some memories of that building, they wanted to help support that building and bring it back to, you know, what they remember. How would they go about, you know, to helping out with something with this event?
Oh, well, we'd love for them to be able to participate. We've had lots of interest already. There's a lot of folks that graduated from there in the 40s that have even expressed interest on being able to help out. We have several ways to be able to do that on our website, which is brenhamcommunityed.com. If they go there, just a little bit down on that homepage, they've got the Beautification Bonanza. If they click on there, there's a form that they can fill out that will help us kind of prepare for them and let us know what they would like to be able to help with, whether that's landscaping or helping with painting, just general cleaning. But then we also have an opportunity for people to be able to share their stories. So we're partnering with the Brenham Heritage Museum as well, to where we're going to be able to take some people's oral histories, and then as well as being able to have a videographer there to be able to take people's stories. Brenham Heritage Museum will also actually be documenting memorabilia. So if anybody wants to bring any of their memorabilia to be able to share, so that way we can document about the oldest historic school district in Texas, we'd love to be able to have them participate. So they can do that, fill out that form online, or if they just want to stop by 1301 South Market and visit us, see what we've see how we've repainted the offices and fixed on some things interior, and then also kind of see what we're trying to do on the undertaking of this project.
All right, and you know, all of a sudden now there's this big is coming up. Well, what is it that made you decide to do this event here right now?
Well, it's actually the 30th anniversary of Brenham Community Education. Brenham Community Ed is a partnership with Blinn College. And so Blinn College and Brenham ISD got together and wanted to be able to reach out to the community, be able to offer classes, whether it be do-it-yourself classes, whether it be just learning a second language, whatever it may be. There were lots of courses that have been offered in the past, and we currently don't have that many, but we're looking to be able to offer some more of those here in the future. But being the 30th anniversary, we want to be able to really celebrate and say that we are a partnership with our entire Washington County community. So we wanted to have a celebration. So we decided to have our 30th anniversary celebration on November 23rd. And that'll be from about 5:30 to 7. And we're going to have some cake and punch. But hopefully during that beautification bonanza, not only can people come by and enjoy the fruits of their labor, but also have an opportunity to be able to see some of the stories that people had actually presented on that day, and then maybe some of the pictures and memorabilia that people have shared. And so that way we can just kind of enjoy not only Community Ed in its 30th anniversary, but Brenham ISD having its 140th anniversary this year as well. So just an entire celebration all the way around.
All right. And y'all guys have any other events that are going to be going on at that building besides that?
Well, actually, in Community Ed, we have several events that are coming up. We have our Health Matters Forum that will actually be held at the high school on November 21st, so just a little bit before our celebration, our 30th anniversary celebration. And the Health Matters Forum, they're going to be talking about several different health issues, and so whether that's over-the-counter medicines versus prescription medicines, talking about diabetes and how to be able to cook and eat healthy, and also having some teen living classes and be able to teach some teenagers on some proper ways to be able to look after those. But we also have other classes going on. So currently we have AquaSize that's going on. It's actually in its 28th year of AquaSize. And we still have some spaces that are available for that. So if you do want to take charge and be able to get into that water and be able to do some exercises in that, we still have some spaces available. But then we also have our teen ed, driver's ed classes that are available that we also have at the high school as well. And those are coming up here and starting at the beginning of November. So I know people can sign up online. I know those classes feel quick.
All right. Do you think there'll be any new classes offered in the future? What kind of classes do you think that they might be coming up? People talking about?
Ooh, man, we've had lots of people throw out all kinds of things. When I was young and growing up, we always had summer rec programs going on. Some people have mentioned things like that. They've also mentioned holiday type of recreation things for children as well. But we've talked about lots of things with different people, whether that be yoga or Zumba or any other kind of health and wellness type of seminars and workshops. We've talked about coding workshops just for young ladies to be able to come in and learn coding. We've even talked with the CTE department at Brenham High School to talk about welding and maybe doing some welding 101 classes and see what we can do to be able to help further, I guess, just kind of extending life learning lessons through Community Ed. So whether it's something somebody wants to do for a hobby, or they're learning new skills for their new career that they'd like to start, or just want to keep themselves active and keep their brain going, we're just looking for all kinds of different opportunities. So if people want to propose a course, we have that available online as well. And so if they go to BrenhamCommunityEd.com, they can be able to click on the teach option, and then there's a course proposal form down at the bottom. If they look through the courses, there'll be a link on that page to be able to send them to that course proposal form. And we'd love to be able to figure out how we can partner with our community and be able to offer classes that we know that people would like and, mm-hmm. and need.
All right. And speaking of something that you will need, would you have enough teachers? You have enough teachers or people that are willing to teach some of those classes if it comes to it?
Well, actually, right now we don't have enough teachers, and we'd love to be able to have plenty of teachers to be able to teach courses. And we'd love to even have teachers in the waiting. So that way we know that we have folks that are innovative and passionate about what they would like to be able to share their information. Because at Community Ed, we just believe it's not a money-making business. It's us being able to share the information with the community. Obviously, our teachers, we want to make sure that they're paid. And so courses will cost something. But hopefully we can keep those costs low. So that way we're not talking about hundreds of dollars or $80. And hopefully we can take courses that are $20 that you say, hey, listen, I can take this for 4 weeks and be able to learn something I'd like to be able to do at home and be able to replicate. So whether it be plumbing 101 or just learning how to navigate a cell phone, whatever it may be, we just want to be able to provide some opportunities for our community to learn at a low cost and just be able to share the information that we've all gained in our specializations, I guess, throughout the years.
All right. So we talked about a new look coming in the building. We have the new courses. Anything else new coming up with the Community Ed?
Well, it kind of feels like Community Ed's all new, it seems. We have a new logo, a new tagline, which is Learn for Life, because we want people to not only just learn for their lifelong endeavors, but also to learn for things that they can use in their daily life. So we want people to learn daily, and we also want them to do that for the rest of their life. And so however we can partner with them to do that. We have a new mission and vision statement that people can find on our website, which is burnhamcommunityed.com. We have, like I said, we just repainted those offices. And so if people want to come by and check those out, we've worked on the foyer, on the entrance in the building, and then obviously the beautification bonanza, being able to have that opportunity, to see some landscaping, that people will be doing. We actually have the outdoor education through Brenham ISD. They're partnering with the Texas Master Naturalist. And they're going to be laying out some hopefully educational gardens to where not only people can be able to enjoy when they're driving past the building or walking into it, but hopefully for our students, whether it be our Alton students, to be able to walk across the street and be able to collect data and be able to do outdoor science classrooms just right there in the front of the Brenham Community Ed building. We have lots of opportunities and lots of new things that are going on. And so that's why we're excited about this event. And excited about our new website. So that's why we want to hopefully have people to be able to go there and be able to check things out and hopefully give us feedback to figure out where we would like to go.
All right. Jeremy, looks like we're almost coming to a close here. It's almost out of time. Is there anything else that we want to talk about? Anything that you want to mention real quick before to say goodbye today?
Well, I just thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the show, but then also just want to thank our community for the outpouring support that they have given for this beautification bonanza project. And we'd really like for you, anyone else, to be a part of it. All you'd have to do is to be able to go to our website, burnhamcommunityed.com. You can call us at 979-277-3895, and we'll be able to answer your questions if you just want to be able to contact us. If you say, hey, I don't have the opportunity or the legs or the strength to be able to make it through that day and you want to help pay for somebody else to do the work. We had a wonderful woman be able to give a donation like that over this past week. And we're very appreciative of that. And we know so many people want to be able to invest in a building that's invested so much in them. And so we just want to encourage you to be able to check out all that on the site. We should be posting that here sometime this week on all the people that are participating, the businesses and the organizations throughout BISD.
All right, Jeremy Johnson again with Community Ed. We appreciate you coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you.
And letting us know about all the, because this looks like it's going to be a great event and hopefully a beautiful building when all is said and done.
I think so. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Jeremy Johnson, Community Ed. This is the Brenham ISD Roundtable here on KWHI. We'll do it all again next Thursday morning, 9 a.m. right here on KWHI in Brenham.